So really, what is the beginning of our season? In Strongman, what would we look at the when, how would we look at the calendar and determine what is the beginning of the Strongman season, since there really is no defined beginning or end? And kind of important for rankings to some degree. I mean, you kind of look at it fresh, right? You can't – I get past you would probably rank the first rankings of any of these groups. So we'll talk about rankings first here. You would probably rank these groups, men and women, in all their weight classes based off of past performances in the very first ranking. Kind of don't have a choice. It's got to start like that. That's not very difficult to do. I found out the other day through my friend Darren, of course, World's Strongest Opinions, there's 15,000 strongmen and strongwomen competitors in the United States at any given time. I don't know. Maybe some are phasing out, some are phasing in. Novice, whatever, right? But 15,000, I guess, is the number. Now, a lot of you are going to go, well, that's maybe Strongman Corp and USS combined. No, I guarantee you there's more guys than that, because you guys got to remember there are more competitors, because a lot of these shows out there that you don't even know about aren't even sanctioned, that just draw on a lot of people. So we'll count that group as well, people who love our sport. And maybe not even people who compete, but people then, of course, who just train Strongman and haven't quite jumped into the water yet. So 15,000. I thought that was a high number, but I have no reason not to believe this guy. Good source, right, Darren? Good source. But are we really going to rank 15,000 people? No, we're not. We're only going to rank the top 10 in each class. So that's not very difficult to do. I'll get back to that in a minute. So where does the season start? So if we start these new rankings, we're ranking these people in past performances to start, let's say in the last 18 months. Well, where does the season start for us to start looking at it this year? Well, we're kind of having this conversation at the perfect time, because I would say the strongman season starts right after the World's Strongest Man. That is the crescendo of the season, right? I get it. It's one weight class, open guys, and at the top level of the sport. But that's great. That's a fitting way to end our season. I think the World's Strongest Man would be that date on the calendar. The end of one season, the very next day is the beginning of the next. And it's good for us now being in this time of year, because now we see some of these bigger shows starting to appear on the calendar. Well, hell, just next week, we got USS Nationals. So we would argue USS Nationals then is the very first big show of the year. And it's big because it's going to help us decide these top 10, right? If you win USS Nationals in your class, I got to argue you're going to be in the top 10, unless you just got some stacked class, maybe like the U64 class, that just doesn't quite allow you to break through yet. But I would argue that you probably are in the conversation to be breaking through into the top 10 by winning Nationals. You're on the scene. So we can start with Nationals. Right after Nationals, of course, or very close to it, we're going to be in Colorado for the U64 PSL event, which, again, is always one of those, you know, pinnacle-type events that showcase the best athletes in every class. That's the U64. So, yeah, as we get going here, we're starting to see these shows come out, Regionals, Strongman Corp., a lot of bigger summer events, of course. I would include Great Lakes at the end of the summer as being a big amateur event that we would consider people from that show. Consider, again, I very subjective, I understand that. But we would consider athletes for some of these bigger amateur competitions to be a part of that conversation. But outside of that, it's pretty easy, right? OSG is going to be one for sure. All the PSL events, World Strength Games, shout out to you, Ralph. You're doing a lot of good stuff there. We're going to talk about that in a minute. You can argue even that show now because of what he's doing there. You can argue the Strongman Corp Regionals and, of course, USS Nationals. Maybe the Beerstone, maybe the Rainier, if both are still around. Maybe the Beerstone's not. But you get what I'm saying. There's some really big shows out there, amateur events, that would qualify us to use in these Strongman rankings. So the beginning of the new season is right now. It's right after World's Strongest Man. We haven't had any real big competition yet. And I think you can argue that's the crescendo of the year for everybody. Whether you're able to compete in that, qualify, or are in that class, it doesn't matter. It's the top of the food chain when it comes to our sport. That's how our sport has started. It evolved from the World's Strongest Man down, and that's where we're at right now, because we're talking about all these classes. So, kicking off our rankings, so I'll move right into that. Our rankings then are going to be the top 10 of every class in North America. So that being, of course, Canada, United States, Mexico, Puerto Rico, right? If we get strongman competitors from those areas that qualify, of course, but they will be considered. But not the rest of the world. And I've heard some people say, why not? Well, listen, guys, it's a huge undertaking as it is to be familiar with everybody just in our own backyard. To even try to do that overseas right now would be a futile task. It doesn't make any sense. I'm not suggesting we can't get to it at some point, because there are some people qualified, like Luke Davies, would be the first guy I would have on this AP poll list, right, to help lend his knowledge to building these world rankings. We're just not there yet. We got to figure out this American, North American stuff first, and I'm sure the Europeans kind of do the same thing over there to some degree. If there's not some guy over there doing this right now, get on it, because it's important, right, because I want to see that list as well. But it's not going to be difficult. 15,000 people, let's say, although I still think that's a little high of a number, that are competitive in the United States in strongman, or almost competitive. We're not ranking 15,000. We're ranking 10. And it's fairly easy to see who those 10 are. I would say in every class, we can see the top five immediately, or top three anyhow, and then argue the next seven that are very, very close. And then, of course, like I said last week, the difference between 5 and 15, that's where the subjective nature of it comes in. It's a great conversation. It's great fodder for our sport, right? We're going to be able to talk about this now, move those rankings around, and we'll tighten things up a little bit too. So the first rankings are going to be 18 months previous kind of competitions, your previous results and the things that you've done in competition and world records and things of that nature. But as we move forward, these other competitions now throughout 2023 are going to influence the new rankings that are going to come out every month. So where do we start? Well, we start with maybe OSG from last year and some of the bigger shows like Clash, Nationals, of course. I know, right? There's not a ton to choose from, but there are some bigger amateur shows, Canadian Nationals, some of the Canadian pro shows. Strongman, I just mentioned that, Strongman Corp USS Nationals, America's Strongest Man, America's Strongest Woman, because we have different classes in that now. So yeah, we've got enough information out there to put together or compile a pretty accurate top 10 list. We're going to do that. So I talked to a lot of the people after the show that I thought would lend their insight and their knowledge to this list, and they all agreed they're on board. We're going to reach out to a few more, thanks to you guys, and sharing some stuff with me about who may be qualified, because I don't think any one of us is 100% qualified. I know regions pretty damn well. I'm not really familiar with the West Coast, so we've reached out to a couple people out there that are going to lend to that demographic a little more, so we can have this collective of people that are going to be from around the United States, Canada, and then anywhere else that fits into our North American ranking system. So. But yeah, that's kind of the way that's going to be laid out, and that's kind of how we're going to do it. So each month moving forward, we will adjust the rankings if need be. I can tell you, for instance, if there was a world ranking, let's say, and we already know who'd be on top of that U64 list, without a doubt, we would all vote on it. That would be Rhea Lovelace. We know this. She's the number one ranked U64 in the world, through all of her years of competing. She'd be on top of the food chain forever, arguably number one for the last 3 or 4 years. It would be difficult to knock off number one, right? You're not going to, again, if Alabama doesn't play for a week and somebody does really well, despite the fact they're not playing, they don't just jump Alabama. There's going to have to be reasons these people fall off this initial list. Even if we get a lot of feedback from you guys out there that say, oh, fuck all, this person should be there, that person should be there, this person shouldn't be in this spot, that person shouldn't be here. Listen, I get it. It's going to be super subjective, the first list, within reason. I think it's going to be pretty good, honestly. But there's going to be a subjective nature to it. So bear with this ranking system. It's going to take at least 3 or 4 months to kind of work the people that deserve to be there to be there. It really is, because we have to get some new feedback, right? Some new result to make sure that their placings are correct and or if they need to be moved around. Listen, it's no different than any preseason ranking that comes out for college basketball or college football. How often do you get a ranking system and in the first 3 weeks that shit doesn't change like 5 times and before you get kind of a solid top 10 locked in? This is going to be no different, but that's what's going to make it fun as well, because you guys are going to get involved in the argument over this. And listen, that argument's going to resonate with some of us. If you guys are pushing a name really hard, and I haven't seen it, or any of the other people that'll be a part of this AP poll, yeah, I'm going to take a look. So the louder your voices are, that's going to be bode well for the people that maybe deserve a special look at being in this ranking top 10 or being moved up higher in the rankings based off of some of the accolades that they're doing or some of the performances they're putting together. So remember, you guys are just as big a part of this ranking system as anybody that's going to be participating in it to come up with these rankings for all these strong men and strong women classes. Very important, your comments and feedback. You call me an asshole if you want. You can say that was a great movie. You can say, Joe, you're full of shit. You have no clue. That's fine because we want that kind of feedback, because if there's somebody we're missing out there or maybe the right lens isn't being put on it, of course, that's what we want. We want this to kind of resonate out loud with the entire community and then break its barriers, right? We want it to go into the spectating community as well. And that's why we're doing this, because we know in any legitimate sport, there's some way to identify your top tier of athlete. And we've already determined a large collective of us out there, including all you guys, don't like this pro system in strongman. So let's do something about it. Let's make a great ranking system that is constantly being updated, at least monthly, that resonates in true time with who is on top of this sport and who deserves to be mentioned. So yeah, ranking system. So we're putting a lot of thought into that. There's about five or six of us right now that are going to We're going to submit our U64 ranking prior to PSL, because we want to use that as a beta test to move forward by as we rank all these other classes. Once we kind of get them all done, we'll sit back for a minute, let these shows play out, adjust them monthly, and hopefully by this time next year, when we're looking at the year-end rankings, we can all look at that list and go, and I mean all of us, those who put it together and those who look at it, say, yeah, that's pretty damn close. We can live with that. So that's really the end game here every year, to get to that point that we've done a good enough job in looking at these competitions, looking at these athletes, and see who's deserving of this top 10. And then ultimately, as I mentioned last week, I would love to see something evolve out of that. I would love to see a show, a ranking show, almost like a tour championship thing like they do in the PGA, something, right? Something that says, hey, great job, top 10. Now we're putting y'all in one big show. We'll do something great for them, get some great sponsors on board, get a great promoter on board to put that together for us. And then ultimately, I'd like to see that happen with these rankings. Somehow, some way, give these athletes the recognition they deserve for being on this list. And I think we can make it happen. I think a lot of people out there really thought that was a great idea and want to kind of see how this evolves and we'll champion it on. So we'll see.